Archers for the week 30 April to 5 May 2000.
Pip's in search of a little improvement in her horse riding skills.
Hold still while I fasten this girth. Oh, hello there.
Hi, Shula.
Oh. Hi then, Pip. She's keen, isn't she? Brandy's saddled up ready for you, Pip, by the tack room. You can lead her out.
There's no holding her back at the moment when it comes to horses.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
You've been having a tidy up. It all looks very spick and span round here.
Yes, we needed a bit of a spring clean. We've got a couple of girls coming in on work experience during the week. I thought it was a good excuse to clear the deck.
Do you think they'll notice?
No, of course not. It's for my sake, really. I like to know where everything is. Oh, stop that beauty.
Oh, I don't mind a bit of nuzzling. She's a very friendly pony, isn't she?
Oh, a bit too friendly sometimes. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Yeah, you are a friendly girl, aren't you?
Oh, she's very good with the children. It's so nice, I thought we'd go out and have a walk along the lanes.
Sounds great. I wish I could join you. I could do with a bit of a break from Brookfield at the moment.
Yeah, must be depressing.
Seems like we can't move on anything until it's sorted out.
Yeah. I saw Mum yesterday. She told me about what happened on Friday after we left.
Spoiled the whole thing, really.
Poor Mum and Dad. They're at their wits' end about what to do.
I felt so sorry for them. You could tell they were really upset.
They were. And you know Mum. She thought the baptism would bring us all together.
If only Elizabeth wasn't so bloody minded about it. Why did she have to take the family to the edge just for the sake of her principles?
Never underestimate the stubbornness of an archer.
Oh, believe me, I don't.
Oh, here you are, Judy. I've saddled up Beauty ready for you.
I'll see you in an hour then, Shula.
Okay.
Are Lily and Freddie asleep?
Yeah. Yes, they've gone down beautifully.
They really needed it, especially Lily.
Oh, poor little thing. She was very upset.
Mm. Well, I'm not surprised. Julia dropped that cup right behind her. It really made her jump.
Well, Mummy was quite upset about it too. She's gone to lie down to recover.
Has she?
It was Lewis who got them off to sleep, actually. I think we should employ him full-time as a nanny.
He's far too useful to us as an architect.
Yes, I suppose so. Anything interesting in the newspaper?
No. I don't know why they bother with all these Sunday supplements.
All right, then. Would you like to hear another idea I've had for the Oddity Trail?
Oh, OK, then.
I thought it would be rather fun if we made some of our clues for it in the form of rhyming couplets.
Oh.
I thought of a couple already. Would you like to hear one? OK. If you find yourself at a loose end, look for a tree with a peculiar bend. It's the banana in the tree.
Oh, yes, of course.
Would you like to hear another one?
Nigel, I'm sorry. I'm not really in the mood.
You were really sorry to see Joseph go yesterday, weren't you?
Well, yes, but...
Still, we could hardly keep a fully grown bull any longer.
No, I suppose not.
Another Denny Mason calf again. We've got a ready-made replacement on the way, haven't we?
Yes.
Just think, after the calf's born, they'll both be able to run with the Gloucesters, won't they?
If they get on with them.
They will. We can make sure we only choose friendly-looking ones at the sale. Now, come on your feet. Fancy another trial run of the Oddity Trail.
Oh, don't, Nigel. Look, I don't want to go anywhere. Please stop trying to take my mind off it.
Sorry.
We made a truce. How could they all gang up on me like that?
They didn't all gang up on you.
Well, that's what it felt like. Even Mum and Dad seem to have taken David's side.
Oh, I'm sure they haven't.
Then why did they walk out on us?
Lizzie.
It was Lily and Freddie's special day and they didn't even stay to the end.
I know it all got a bit fraught, but...
It was a christening party, for heaven's sake.
Look, your mother and father aren't taking sides against you, but... You have to admit that it's very awkward for them, whatever they do. They just hate to see all this bickering. And yes, I'm sure they can see David's side of the argument.
Now you're taking their side too.
I'm not taking anyone's side. I was going to
say... You should be supporting our children.
Oh, I can't win, can I?
If Kenton was here, he'd agree with me.
Then why don't you phone him up and ask him?
All right, I will. Where's the address book?
On the table in front of you.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, I will phone him.
Fine.
He'll understand. I'm sure he'll feel the same as me.
So long as it suits him.
What was that?
Nothing.
Come on, Kenton. Well, it's the middle of the night in Australia, isn't it? Oh, it's okay, it's the aunt's phone.
It'll be about 1:30 in the morning, I should think.
Well, I'll leave a message anyway. Kenton, it's Elizabeth. I'm sorry to bother you, it's just that... Oh, I don't even know where to begin. I'm sorry. Can you ring me in the morning? Or perhaps I'll call you back later. Bye. That was a bit pathetic, wasn't it?
I think you'll have got the message.
That's it, everybody. Well done. You've all done brilliantly. Right, Joanne, lead them in, will you? And make sure they all dismount properly. I'll be back in a moment. I'll just see what's happened to our sign.
Hi, Shula.
Oh, hi, Caroline.
You look very orderly in the lane.
Yeah, it was a glorious ride. Lovely hawthorn blossom, masses of cow parsley.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Mmm. Can you believe it? Someone's vandalised our sign. Look, they've blocked out some of the letters with paint.
What's it say now?
E tab S. Pathetic, isn't it?
Oh, not to teenagers.
No. Why can't they find something more constructive to do?
Oh, I don't know. It's all rather different from when I was one.
Oh, too right. Hey, talking about teenagers, how are things with William?
Oh, he's no trouble. Apart from the chickens and the loud music.
Chickens? What chickens?
You don't even want to know.
Oh, look. Won't rub off. I'll have to try washing it later. So, where have you been with Maisie?
Oh, we've done a big circuit. From Haydenborough round to Lakey Hill. Lovely gallops.
She looks in very good condition.
Actually, I was wondering if you might like to go out for a drink later on.
Well, I'm a bit tied up today.
It's a pity. Perhaps we can go later in the week.
Yes, let's. To tell you the truth, I'm feeling rather tired at the moment.
Really? Feeling the strain of taking on all this extra responsibility?
Perhaps. Although this cold doesn't help. But I have to say I'm enjoying it most of the time.
Chris doesn't seem to be taking it too badly either, from what I can tell.
No, thank goodness. She seems fine about it, so far. Mind you, she still comes in and helps with the office work.
I know George is enjoying spending more time with her.
Good.
Do you know, he even confessed to me he wouldn't have minded retiring years
ago. Well, that's quite something coming from him. I'm not sure Auntie Chris would admit to the same feeling, though.
Ah, she'll get used to it.
Mm. She spent quite a lot of time working with him on this guided walk in the woods tomorrow.
I think they're just enjoying spending more time together.
Yeah. You know, I can see Mum and Dad going the same way.
Really?
Yes. The four of them all went to Broadway on Dad's birthday. I can see a few more trips like that before the summer's over.
Good for them. Right, Maisie. We'll get you home soon. Oh, how did the christening go, by the way?
Well, let's just say that it wasn't an unqualified success.
Oh, dear.
It's all become rather difficult with my family.
Do you want to talk about it?
Some other time, perhaps. Look, I'd better go and help Joanne with this lot packing up.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, we've only just finished. I'll send Pip out in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
I'll catch up with you later, Caroline.
Oh, perhaps we can arrange that drink.
Oh, that sounds great.
Have you been out somewhere nice?
Steady, Maisie. Yes, I was just telling Shula. We've been up on Lakey Hill and Haydenborough.
Oh, that's quite a way. I wish I had time to get out like that.
You should try and make time. I'm sure Shula could fit you in.
Oh, I'm no horsewoman. There's always something else to do.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I could do with a bit of a break, to be honest with you.
Still, Debbie's hen night should be fun, shouldn't it?
Actually, I'm not sure whether I can make it.
Oh, I hope you can. Although Thursday is a bit of an awkward night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really.
I'm afraid that's my fault. Well, mine and Elizabeth's, in fact. Neither of us can make it on Friday.
Right.
Thanks for ringing back, Kenton. No, you've given me some excellent advice. I knew I could count on you. And I'm sorry I burst into tears on you like that. Thanks. Well, I'll speak to you again soon. Yeah. Oh, and love to Mel. Bye then. Thank goodness for that. Nigel? Are you asleep? Nigel, wake up.
Sorry, what is it, darling?
You're becoming very middle-aged.
Do you mean?
Falling asleep before bedtime.
Why, what time is it?
It's only 10 o'clock.
Oh, sorry, I must have drifted off.
Well, you shouldn't have.
I've been working jolly hard, I've, you know.
Of course you have.
I've even thought of another rhyme. Now, what was it? Oh, yes.
If shadows fall, the time you'll tell. But this little fellow doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's the sundial. You see, we could put a teddy bear on it.
What's that got to do with a bell?
Sundials don't have one, do they? Unlike other clocks? Well, I think it's quite good.
Look, I've been talking to Kenton.
How is he?
Very well.
And Mel?
Yeah, she's fine too.
Good.
And he agrees with me.
Terrific. Shall we go to bed?
Yeah, Nigel, I haven't told you what else he said.
Oh, I really am feeling whacked.
Oh, come on, Nigel, just listen to me.
OK.
Well, he said that when Mum rang to tell him what was going on, he didn't really give it much thought.
Oh, typical Kenton.
Yeah, well, it just seemed like a faraway domestic affair that didn't concern him.
It is over 10,000 miles.
But when I told him how it had been decided David and Ruth get Brookfield and I get a half share of very little, then he took notice.
Ah.
He said it all sounded grossly unfair and I should stick to my guns and fight for what's right. And he thinks that Mum and Dad are being very naive.
Oh, come on.
But it's obvious, isn't it? They don't understand how we lose out on the whole deal.
Lizzie, these are your parents we're talking about.
And he thinks David's being pretty devious. I mean, it's as if simply because he lives at Brookfield, he can automatically claim he has the best interests of the family at heart.
At least David knows what's involved in running a farm.
But why should he be the only one to benefit? It's my home too, and Kenton's.
Your home's here now.
But Brookfield's where I come from. And if it turns out to be fantastically profitable in the future, why should we lose out? Kenton's pretty angry about it.
Surely he's already had his share.
Well, that was only his share of the value of the estate at that time. It could be worth 2 or 3 times as much in the future.
Or half as much?
Well, yes, but why do you say that?
These things work out both ways.
But you do see our point, don't you?
I'm sorry, darling. I've got to hit the sack. I'll see you in bed.
Nigel?
Night-night.
But I know I'm right, and Kenton agrees with me. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Cellar, are you?
Yes, I am.
But they finished the delivery 3/4 of an hour ago.
I know they did.
So why are you still down here? We're opening up in 30 minutes, in case you've forgotten. And it's bank holiday, so we'll be rushed off our feet.
I guess you're right, love. Yeah, at least we're doing better than the Cat and Fiddle at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Ever since Jolene's come back, things have been getting a lot better.
Yeah, I've got to get on with cleaning out the pipes.
Oh, no, you should have done that earlier.
Oh, give it a rest, will you?
The fruit juices need stocking up and there's the ashtrays and beer mats still to go.
Right, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm disturbing your little nap, but we've got a pub to run here.
Cathy, please.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, what is it?
It's Polly's birthday today. She'd have been 56.
Oh, is that all?
Do you mean, is that all?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, love.
It's just that, well, when you remember things like that, it makes you stop and think.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
I don't think about it often these days, but, well, every once in a while I do.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just a bit pressurised because I've got to nip into Borchester to pick up a pair of trainers for Jamie before the new term starts tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was thinking I could do that now, if you don't mind opening up on your own. I won't be long.
No, you go ahead. I'll be fine.
I'll be back before it starts to get busy.
Yeah, okay.
So you will finish in the bar now, won't you?
Yes, all right. I'll just put on this new barrel of Shires and I'll be right up there.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Oh, no. Chris, will you look at that? Someone's been messing about with one of my signs.
You don't know that.
Well, why else would it be lying on the floor, then?
Funnily enough, when Shula phoned last night, she said someone had painted out some of the lettering on one of her signs.
I don't know, kids with nothing better to do. I hope we're not going to have an outbreak of vandalism.
Well, you can easily put this one right, can't you?
I suppose you're right.
I don't suppose most people will be too worried about looking at signs anyway.
I should hope they are. I made these up specially for this walk.
And they're splendid. But I meant that most people will simply be looking at all the beautiful trees around them.
Oh, I wish I'd got something to bang it back in with. I don't suppose you've got a mallet on you, Chris.
Sorry, George. I didn't happen to bring it with me today.
Hey, look, that bit of old branch over there.
Oh, I'll get it.
Ta. Be careful when you bend over.
Don't worry, I'll keep a straight back. Here you are.
Ta.
Oh, mind your thumb with it.
Don't fuss.
We're as bad as each other, aren't we?
Right, this should do the trick.
Right. Look how wonderfully mature those horse chestnuts are.
There we are. You know, Mr. Woolley's always kept this place well.
And the blossom, it's so pretty.
Most people only think of them as conker trees.
Oh, didn't you as a child?
I suppose I did. I used to shin up them like a cat and shake the branches for all I was worth. Mm.
Look at them. Two fine mature specimens in spring leaf.
You mean like us?
George, you daft thing.
I reckon this tree warden work's doing wonders at keeping me out of mischief, don't you?
Well, I don't know about that, but at least we get out together more now that you're not working all the time.
I'd never have thought I'd like it so much. Mm. Still, as long as I can help out sometimes, I'll be happy.
Oh, I don't think they could keep you away completely, even if they tried.
No, I don't reckon they could. But we are doing some useful work here, aren't we?
I hope so.
I'm glad to see so many children out, too. If we get them interested now, they should come back to gather seeds for planting in the autumn.
The children! Hadn't we better get a move on?
Eh? Oh, crikey, you're right. Gosh, it's gone 2:30. They'll be starting the picnic before we've got there.
Come on, then. Last one there has to sing the first chorus of Old MacDonald.
It had better not be me, then.
Phew, it's busy in here.
Yeah.
Here you go, David.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. I really need this.
My pleasure, I can assure you.
So what was it you were going to tell me about Shula?
Well, it's most peculiar. I just nipped home at lunchtime to collect something when she burst in demanding to know where the address book was. She wanted to look up Kenton's number.
Really?
Yeah, and then she phoned him.
But it must have been the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was. Woke him up. Apparently, Elizabeth spoke to Kenton last night, and he told her he was supporting her all the way.
Yeah, Elizabeth told me that.
Oh. Well, how come you're not up in arms, too?
Well, it's par for the course with Kenton, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's not what Shula thinks. Should have heard her having a go at him.
Well, I'm sure he deserved it.
Yeah, even so, it's pretty strong stuff.
Now then, you two. How about starting this cricket meeting?
Whenever you're ready, Sid.
Better get on with it. We're pretty busy. This is one of the best bank holidays we've had for a long time.
OK, let's start with this year's single wicket competition.
Yeah, good idea. How long is it to go?
4 weeks yesterday, the 28th.
Well, I better get people signing up. I'll do a list.
It'll be good to see some new faces this year.
Siobhan joined in last year, didn't she?
Yeah, but we need some new blood for the team.
Tell you what, might do worse than playing a mixed league this year.
Over my dead body.
Oh, come on, Sid. Remember how Siobhan knocked out Tony?
That's right. And the year before, I seem to remember Janet doing rather well.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the year Clary nearly won it and Eddie kicked John's ball over the boundary so he'd win his bet?
Yeah, and what about that year when we had the video replay to clear whether Robert had stepped over the boundary and took that catch?
Yeah, Roy Tucker won it that year, didn't he?
Yeah, you're right, though, Sid. We do need some new blood. Without poor old Eddie, we haven't even got a full 11, have we?
As we have got, aren't exactly top draw.
Oh, be fair, Sid. Everyone tries their best.
But we need quality. Otherwise, there's no point. We're going to lose every time.
How about having another word with that Steve Harris chap, then?
That's a good idea.
I hear he had a bit of a falling out with the Darrington lot at their AGM.
He did the dirty on us, though, didn't he? Switching to them after he'd agreed to play for us.
It's got to be worth a try, though, Sid. I mean, beggars can't be choosers. And he does live in Ambridge, after all.
I suppose so. I tell you, it'd really make a difference, though.
Who's that?
Sid, will you come and give me a hand?
Yes, I'm on my way. Roy Tucker, that's who. It's about time he started playing for his own village again.
Had some ducksy, aye-aye-o, with a quack-quacky and a quack-quack-quack-quack.
I've seen that, George, for heaven's sake.
Come on, kids, join in. Come on.
George. Hey? You've done a brilliant job.
Oh, that gaily.
Well, the children love it.
And hopefully we've managed to raise a pretty decent amount for charity, too.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I'm afraid we didn't manage much of the walk in the woods, though.
Ah, oh, Phoebe's not really old enough yet, is she?
No. Well, it would have been too difficult with a buggy, and well, she gets really tired if she walks too far.
I expect that'll change all too soon.
Probably. Whose idea was it to get a professional storyteller dressed up as the bear? Oh,
someone told me about him at the Arts Centre in Portland.
Oh. He's quite good, isn't he?
Oh, he's brilliant. The kids are spellbound.
Phoebe likes having a photograph taken with him, doesn't she?
You can say that again. We must have used at least half a film.
Actually, I've got rather a soft spot for him too.
Do you want your picture taken as well?
No. I'm quite happy to admire him from a distance.
Ah, sounds like you better watch out, George.
Oh, it's all right. I don't think I've anything to fear from an overgrown cuddly toy.
Oh, I could do with a few more events like this. It's an easy way to keep the children happy.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. Oh.
It does seem to have gone rather well, though, doesn't it?
So, do you think you could organise another one for Wednesday?
Oh, I think that might be a little sooner than we'd anticipated.
Well, that's a pity. I've got Phoebe's for an extra day while Roy's revising six exams and Betty's doing an extra shift in the shop.
Well, you could always come for a picnic on your own.
Ah, well, that's no good, I'm afraid. It's the bear that's the big attraction.
Marjorie seems to be enjoying herself, too.
Hey, oh, you're not kidding.
We've seen her pottering around in her car with Joe Grundy, haven't we, George?
Oh, aye. Yeah. We bumped into him in that cafe in Felpersham last week.
That's right.
Well, she's volunteered to drive us around on Debbie's hen night on Thursday, so we can drink as much as we like and not worrying about finding a taxi home.
That's
very
good, isn't
it? Oh, she says she's really looking forward to a night out in the town.
Have you finished with this glass, David?
Yes, thanks. Yeah, better not have another one.
You sure?
Yep. Otherwise, Ruth will have a go at me.
Dear, hen-pecked husband, eh?
No, it's not that. No, she's going out this evening, and I promised I'd get back early.
Funny phrase, that, hen-pecked, isn't it?
Well, it seems like a good old country saying to me.
Yeah, but most men nowadays probably have no idea what it's like to be pecked by a hen, do they?
Oh, I think they'd soon get the idea.
This is going on Sid's experience, is it?
Charming. No, it is not.
Just asking, sorry.
Man doesn't know how lucky he is to have someone as tolerant as me. Just recently seems to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he's become so moody.
What, even more than usual?
Yeah, one minute he's high as a kite, next minute he's right down in the doldrums.
Yeah, it's probably the male menopause.
Don't you joke, Alistair, it's true.
Sorry. Oops.
I don't know what to do with him. If that's the brewery on the phone, I only hope it's some good news for a change.
Sounds a bit ominous. What she means?
No. Anyway, it's the cat that's the one in trouble, isn't it?
Oh, these rumours always get blown up out of proportion.
Well, let's hope so.
Never heard Kathy quite so down on Sid, though.
Well, I expect they've got their problems just like everybody else.
And what about your problems?
Oh. Well, what else is there to say? I mean, now that Elizabeth is roping Kenton in, who knows where this is all going to end?
Very determined, isn't she?
Yeah, determined to bring us all down together, you mean? I'll tell you another thing that bugs me at the moment.
What's that?
Having to live in the bungalow again. It's driving me up the wall.
Have you tried putting something in writing for Elizabeth?
How do you mean?
Well, you know, presenting a case for and against with all the costs involved.
Yeah, I've thought of it. A full set of costings of how the farm needs to operate to survive, and what the proposals mean in real terms, but when have I got time to do that?
If you really wanted to, you could. After all, the farm almost runs itself at this time of year, doesn't it?
You winding me up?
Only partially.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Everything does seem to be going okay at the moment.
That's one of the best times of the year, isn't it?
Well, I have to admit, the cows are really enjoying themselves on the spring grass. Milk levels are right up. And the wheat's looking quite good. Maybe you're right. I could find the time.
Oh, yes, at last!
Sid?
I never thought the day had come.
What day?
It's happened at last. Mike's just told me. Heard it on the radio.
Sid, you're going to have to tell us what you're talking about.
Myerson's finished.
What do you mean?
It's a cat. They're definitely going to close it down.
Haley says the nightclub we're going to
is an old grain warehouse on the Felpersham Canal.
That'll be the old Wheeler's Lock.
Yes, now that sounds familiar. Will you look it up for me on the map?
Oh, we don't need a map. I can tell you how to get there.
No, no, we need to find it on the map so that I can get there without you on the night.
All right. You start off and I'll find it for you.
But I need to know which way to go now.
Left.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, it looks right to me.
No, it isn't. Now stop looking at the map. We're not where you think we are.
I do know how to read a map, Joe.
And I've lived round here all my life. It's left.
Very well. I'll go left. But could you just concentrate on reading what it says on the map?
Yeah, all right, have your own way.
Now, are we coming up to another junction soon?
Nope.
What are we coming up to, then?
The Miller's Arms, just round this bend, see?
Oh, I see.
Oh, they does a special for OAP's lovely stinking kidney.
I'm sorry, Joe, but I'm not stopping until we find this nightclub.
Pity. We could murder a pint of Shires.
Here we go. A dozen assorted fruit yoghurts.
You'll take them straight home and put them in the fridge, won't you?
Of course I will.
It's very good of Pat to let us have them.
Yeah, well, we ain't a charity case.
We can't afford to turn our nose up at kindness, Eddie.
Oh, I know. I didn't think we'd be hoarding, sorting things, eh?
There's a lot to do when you move.
Yeah, well, best get off down the job centre at night.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. Just look at you. You can't turn up like that.
Oh, don't fuss, Clarence.
Claire.
Oh, I don't know why I've got to wear a suit and tie any road.
Because you want to make the bright impression. You shouldn't have gone out with Baggy and Snatch last night, neither.
But we had to go. We had to show our solidarity. The cat's being closed in.
Don't mean you have to drink it dry before it does.
Well, at least I didn't pay for me drink.
Weren't you lucky?
Yeah. Sean and Peter were very generous about that.
Well, no skin off their nose now, I suppose. Is your shirt hanging out the back?
I don't know.
Come on, turn round.
No, I'll do it. I'm not a child.
Wonder what they'll do next.
Looking for a restaurant, Sean said. Somewhere down in the southwest. They've been thinking about it for some time, apparently.
That'd be nice. By the seaside, I suppose. Couldn't you have chosen another tie, Eddie? Brown don't go with blue.
It's the only one I could find. Peter reckons no one goes in village pubs no more. The rural economy the way it is.
Oh, you don't look too bad, I suppose.
He kept going on about how all the kids are going to live in the city, isn't he? Because there's no future in the country.
You don't say.
Yeah, he also said there ain't going to be no village life at all if the pubs keep disappearing.
That'd be terrible.
Baggy reckons maybe we should all club together and take over the cat.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a very good idea.
Yeah, well...
I reckon you should do. Hello, Clary. Glad to see you. Did you hear about Colin?
Huh?
Oh, he rang in sick. Seems he's picked up some tummy bug.
Oh, Pat, I'm ever so sorry. I wondered where he were.
Oh, it's all right. I've covered as best I can. But we are just a bit behind on the potting up.
Well, I can stay late if you like.
Oh, that's kind of you, but don't worry. I would stay and help, but I've got to meet Helen in Borchester. We're going to look round our new premises with a shop fitter.
So, things are starting to happen?
It's all rather exciting. He's going to be drawing up plans for the layout and doing some sketches of what it should look like.
That sounds good.
You look very smart, Eddie. Going somewhere special?
No, not really.
Yes, you are. He's going to see somebody about a job.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's good. Where is it?
Borchester. Oh, I'd better go or I'll be late.
Oh, of course. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Eddie.
Thanks. I'll see you later at home, Clara.
Yeah. Nice to see him looking so smart.
He wouldn't agree with you.
What job is it?
I'd rather not say, just in case you don't get it. Well, I'd better get on, hadn't I?
Yeah, me too. I'll see you later.
Joe, wake up.
I wasn't asleep. I was just thinking.
Could you please tell me where we are? I'm sure we've been at this crossroads before.
Well, he all looks the same, doesn't he?
Do you mean we're lost?
Well, it's we could be.
Oh, dear. I knew we shouldn't have stopped at that pub.
We could have been lost in worse places.
I need to know that I'll be able to get the girls home on Thursday night.
Ah, you'll be all right. Somebody's bound to know the way.
Oh, give me the map, please. Thank you. Honestly, you haven't even got the right section folded out.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. Now, let me see. Ah, yes, I think we're here. Well, if I'm right, we're in fact much closer than I thought.
That's good.
I don't need the map anymore.
You sure?
Yes. I know exactly where we are. Wheeler's Lock, here we come.
Hi, Pat.
Tony, wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. Helen rang after you'd left to say she can't make it.
Well, that's a pity. I wanted her opinion on all this.
Well, you can always have mine instead.
Oh, just as long as you've got the time.
Well, I'm in no hurry to rush back. We're still mucking out. As long as I'm there in time to give Clary a lift home. Oh, nice stuff they've got in here.
It's a charity shop, Tony.
Yeah. Half-day closing.
Yeah, so we can stay as long as we like.
So, where's the shop fitter?
He's in the back room doing sketches of it both with and without the butchery area.
Oh, good idea. We don't have to decide that just yet, do we?
Well, Helen's very keen on it.
It's not her money she's spending, is it?
She has got lots of good ideas, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she has. Crikey. Haven't seen a tank top like this for years. It's very garish.
You had a very similar one, I remember.
I never did. Did I?
Yeah, you used to wear it with those orange flares.
Oh, yes. I had such good taste, didn't I?
I thought we could have the refrigerated unit right about where you're standing now.
Yeah? Well, in this alcove?
Yep, with a cold cabinet for the dairy and cooked meats near it.
Yeah, I see. You mean running along the side here?
Up to about where that rail of dressers is. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have the till and the serving counter beyond that.
Yeah, sounds good. You spoken to the fitter about it?
No, he said I should take my time to have a good think while he's in the back room.
Needs to be really upmarket, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. People expect that with organics.
So, what else have you come up with?
Well, I thought we could have a central four-sided well here for all the fresh fruit and vegetables, you know, mixing up the colours, blending the exotics with the ordinary. It could be really attractive.
Yeah, and on the other side?
Yeah, big, deep shelves at the back for the dry goods and jars, then smaller shelves here at the front for all the specialist products, herbal remedies, cosmetics, things like that.
What about the wines and beers?
Well, they can go at the back too. I thought maybe for the shelving we could use that storm-damaged oak Mike was telling us about from the 1987 hurricane.
Oh, blimey. That would be expensive.
Well, I know, but I think it could be worth it. And at least we'd know it hadn't been cut down unnecessarily.
Yeah, OK, let's get an estimate. But we should get one for Beech, and maybe Asher as well.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, it does. It needs a light, airy feel to it, doesn't it? I was thinking about wood panelling and a series of spotlights for the ceiling.
Yeah, good.
Oh, Tony, I can just see it, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, for the first time, I really think I can.
Edward, how many more shots? Turn that down. I can hardly hear myself think.
Look at my case, Mum. I can't do this, I can't do that.
I am not getting on your case, whatever that means, but I want you to turn that down now. Oh, that's better. I'm just trying to make life bearable. Where's those eggs?
Oh, hold off.
Oh, it's bedlam in here, Eddie.
What? Edward, turn that music off.
Dad?
I said turn it off. I need some peace when I come home. I can't do anything in this posse place, can I? You can go out on the balcony and play with the ferrets.
Oh, very funny.
He's already driven Joe out.
Oh, he has. Oh, never.
Yes, you did. As soon as you come in, you went banging into his bedroom and woke him up.
But he was awake already.
No, he wasn't, actually. It was you slamming the front door as woke him up in the first place.
Why was Dad asleep in your room?
Oh, we said Mrs. Antrobus had exhausted him. They'd been run half a ball at Sherbury the same with it looking for a nightclub.
You what?
She wanted to do a route for Debbie's hen night Thursday.
Dad's not going, is he?
No, I think she just wanted the company.
Imagine Grandad in a nightclub. Not unless they were playing wall-to-wall Vera Lynn. That's a point. How come he's allowed to play his music and I'm not? Because yours is 15 times louder and twice as horrible. I hate this place. If you don't like it, you can always go in.
Oh, don't tell him that. He spends little enough time here as it is. This tea will be ready in a couple of minutes when I've done these other eggs.
Oh, good, I'm starving. All my mates are going clubbing tonight. Oh, that's nice for them. Can't go because I ain't got no money. Yeah, well, tough luck, son. I ain't got any either. Where's Dad going?
That pub round the corner, I think.
Oh, the Seven Bells?
Yes, he said he didn't want no tea and he wouldn't stay, we wouldn't appreciate it.
Oh, no. Why'd you have to go and set him like that? Oh, go on, blame it on me. You weren't even here. I don't have to be. Oh, so I'm going.
Edward, I've just done your tea.
I don't want it. I don't know when I'll be back.
Oh, stupid boy! What does he want me to do?
Oh, I'm sorry, Clary.
Oh, ain't your fault.
He just won't be told. I'll go and fetch Dad in a bit.
Yeah, OK.
I was going to tell you a bit of good news for a change.
Oh,
Was you? Oh, Eddie, I'm sorry. Of course, how did it go down the job centre?
Look, leave them eggs for a minute and come over here.
What? Oh, yeah, right, yeah, I suppose I can. Oh, that's better. Hey, what's happened to your jacket and tie?
They're here. It didn't feel right wearing them at the building site.
What building site?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah, go on then.
I got to the job centre and looked at the board and found a couple of good jobs almost straight away. One of them was 15 grand a year.
Oh, that's good.
Trouble was, when I sat down with the advisor, she asked that I got all these qualifications. I just looked at her and said, I'm a farmer, and that's it.
Oh, don't suppose that counts for much these days.
Yeah, that's the impression she gave me too. Then she asked what transferable skills I had.
What's that?
Or things I can do that might be useful for something other than farming.
Oh, yeah.
So, I told her I could handle most types of machinery, including a digger. So she told me about this job on a building site.
Yeah?
Next thing you know, I've gone round there and I've got the job.
Oh, Eddie. Oh, well done, love.
Oh, thanks. I'll start properly tomorrow.
What's the money like?
Well, it's not great, but it's not too bad.
At least it'll be a regular income.
And there's another job I might go for.
How can you do that?
Oh, it'll be in the evenings, delivering stuff. We need all the money we can get, don't we? I
suppose so.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't care what sort of work it is, so long as it isn't farming.
You don't mean that, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Right now, I wouldn't care if I never set foot in Ambridge again.
Walk that was.
Yes, and I was pleased to see Chris and George in such good form.
I'm glad her back isn't giving her too much trouble at the moment.
I'm almost inclined to think that back trouble was a blessing in disguise.
Oh, I wouldn't go as far as that. Back pain's never pleasant, is it?
No, but it seems to have given her a new perspective on life. For the first time in years, she's not tied down to those stables.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
Mm. Oh, look, it's William.
Mm. Morning, Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Morning, William. Isn't it a glorious day?
Not bad at all.
You've been busy?
Yeah, I've been up in Littleston Woods, checking out release pins up there.
I suppose some of them look pretty threadbare by this time of year.
Yeah, they're not too bad. Some of them need a few repairs, like.
Well, plenty of time for that before the shooting season starts, though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, but it's best to know what you're letting yourself in for.
Oh, yes, of course.
You must enjoy working in such beautiful surroundings.
Yeah, this is the best time of year, I reckon.
Oh, I agree. And the bluebells are still out in force.
Yeah, they're not as good as they were a couple of weeks ago, though. Then they were like you were walking on blue carpets.
We've just been walking through the beach quarter in Leaders Wood.
Oh, I were up there the other day.
Oh, yeah.
The beaches look so tall and splendid.
Yeah. I always think their trunks have eyes watching you.
Yes, they do look a bit like that, don't they? Where the branches have fallen off.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't come across a wild boar while you're in there, did you?
No. Should we have done?
Oh, my dad keeps telling me to look out for it. He swears blind there's still one in there.
Oh, yes. I remember all that fuss last year.
Well, you don't really think there is one, do you?
No. If there were, I reckon I would have seen it by now.
How's the family, William?
Well, you know, it's been a bit awkward, what with moving and all.
Yes. I expect it'll take a lot of getting used to.
I bet your mother misses Grange Farm.
Yeah, we all do.
Of course.
There's hardly enough room to swing a cat in that flat. And you get the smell from the canning factory and the fumes from the coach company.
It must have been quite a shock.
Yeah, it were. Oh, they're all pretty upset about it.
I must drop in and see your mother.
Oh, yeah, she'd like that.
Well, at least you've got a place with Caroline.
Yeah.
It's not easy leaving home, is it? I expect you miss your mum's cooking.
Oh, she says she's going to bring me dinner a couple of times a week. And I go over there sometimes.
Good old Clary.
I reckon she's missing me even more than I'm missing her.
I'm sure it must be very hard for her.
Right, I'd better go. Mr. Turner will be wondering where I've got to.
Yes, all right, William.
Give our love to your family.
Yep, I will. Bye.
Bye, then.
Poor Clary.
Poor Joe, too. He's taking it very hard, by all accounts.
And as for Eddie...
I don't know what he's got to do with himself.
He's a pretty resourceful chap, though, isn't he?
That's one word for it.
Come on, let's get back home.
All right.
It's been nice to indulge ourselves with this walk, hasn't it?
Doesn't feel like an indulgence to me. I've been working all morning, checking the potatoes and walking the silage grass.
Well, you'd have worked up a good appetite then, weren't you?
Well, I thought I might look through the lambs when we get back.
David and Ruth been doing that.
Doesn't hurt to have a second pair of eyes.
True.
Just a pity the prices are so bad. If only we could see some sort of recovery, I wouldn't feel half so worried about the future of the farm.
Excuse me, Phil, but we didn't come out here to talk about our financial problems, did we?
No.
And I thought we agreed not to mention the inheritance either.
But we can't just run away from it, can we?
No, but we can have a break.
Yes, yes, you're right.
I tell you what, I fancy eating out tonight.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I think we should treat ourselves again.
Cause I don't really like it when someone tries to tell me just what my future holds. I already know. Your love keeps me alive. You're all I need to survive.
Sid! I wasn't expecting you till tomorrow.
I couldn't wait. You're not busy, are you?
Oh, just doing the ironing and sing along to Shania.
That's nice.
Come here.
Oh, Jolene, I have been missing you.
And I've been missing you, Tiger. Yeah?
Fallon's not here, is she?
Nope. Gone round to a mate's.
All right.
She said she wouldn't be back till after six.
So, it's just you and me then, eh?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You got something special in mind?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh.
I thought we could get cracking in the bathroom.
Oh, Sydney, you naughty boy.
We've still got that tiling to finish, haven't we?
You certainly know the weight of a woman's heart.
And then perhaps I could take a look at that leaky tap of yours.
You like doing little things for me, don't you?
You know I do. I'd do anything for you, Jolene.
Maybe I'll have to make a few more things go wrong round here.
Right. Well, so long as it's not on the roof. Don't like heights.
I was thinking more of the bedroom.
Yes, so was I. But let's finish the tiling first, eh?
Oh, Sid.
Here we are then, Mr. Grumpy. This is my office.
It's Grundy. Mr. Grundy.
All right. Mr. Grundy, well, take a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Is it all right if I move these newspapers?
Just put them on the floor.
If you're sure. Okay.
Oh, do sit down.
Oh, right.
And what can I do for you?
I've come about the job. The one for an Indian meal delivery person. I saw the advert in the job centre.
Look as though you've come off a building site. You sure you got the right place?
I have come off a building site. I didn't have time to change, sorry.
I thought they'd send someone a bit younger.
You haven't got anything against age, have you?
No, no. As long as you know the difference between a Kurma and a Vindaloo, and you can ride a moped, I don't care if you're over 100.
I thought it would be a van, not a moped.
No, it's a moped. You know, one of those little motorised vehicles with two wheels. I expect you came across them back in the 60s, when you were a mod.
Bit before my time, actually. Any road, I'd have been more of a rocker myself.
That's funny. I like a sense of humour.
Yeah, well, if this is a joke and I'm wasting my time, then maybe I'd better go.
Don't go yet, Mr. Grunty. You can't drive a ticket.
Yeah. Do you want to see my licence? Edward Grundy. See?
OK. Well, that's fine. You got the job.
Is that it?
Yeah. You can start next week, when we sorted out the insurance.
OK. What about my other details?
We can go through them now, if you like.
Yeah, great.
That's it, last one. I reckon that should fit a treat.
Oh, you've done a lovely job, Sid.
Now, you hold on to me while I stand on the bath again. And put this one in place.
With pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Not quite that tight.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
The last thing you want is me coming crashing down on top of you.
I can think of worse ways to go.
I'm not planning on going anywhere just yet.
You won't fall while I get hold of you.
Well... That's it. Not bad, eh?
I think it's perfect. Come here, lover. Hey,
Why don't we try it out and see if it's waterproof?
No. We've got to leave it to harden first.
Well?
No. I've got to get back.
Oh, it's always the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know I'd like to.
At least I know you love me. After all, it's not every man who'd come and finish off my tiling for me, is it?
I love the way you make me feel. I appreciate it.
Kathy don't know what she's missing.
She doesn't care anymore.
So, can I stay the night?
I suppose so.
What's the matter? Don't you want me to?
Don't be stupid, Ed.
You worried about Caroline finding out?
Of course not. She won't mind. Any road, it's up to me what I do here, isn't it? Does Mum know?
Yeah, of course she does. If I lived here, I'd have a party every night.
We'd better not play it too loud.
Yeah, well, please yourself. You got a cop somewhere?
In the kitchen.
I was listening to that.
Well, it's doing my head in.
You got any cider?
No.
Beer?
No.
You wuss. Hey, guess what Fallon told me?
What?
Her mum and Sid Perks.
Yeah, what about them?
They're having it off.
No way. He's too old.
Straight up. Fallon's caught him a couple of times.
What, doing it?
No, just together. In her house.
Well, that don't prove nothing.
Then why does he keep going around there? He's not exactly going to be doing a DIY, is he?
No, I'm sure Bombay Duck's this way, Phil.
Oh, perhaps you're right. I thought it was near the Echo.
It is, but it's still better to go right here and then turn left at the florist's.
Oh, all right, you lead the way. Oh, hello, Eddie. Fancy bumping into you.
Oh, yeah, I've just been celebrating the start of my new job. Evening, Mrs. Archer.
Evening, Eddie. Those are nice flowers.
Yeah, they're for Clary.
What a lovely thought. She'll appreciate that.
Oh, so you've started a new job, have you? That's good.
Yeah, well, it's only driving a digger, like, but it's on that building site down the Feltisham Road where they're putting up them new industrial units.
Oh, yes, I know the one.
I think we passed it the other day.
Oh, I've got another job as well. Starts next week.
Oh.
Doesn't sound as if we shall be seeing much of you at Brookfield in the future, then.
Yeah, afraid not. Me and farming, we're finished.
I do hope that isn't true. Farming's your life.
Oh, not anymore, it ain't. Glad to see the back of it. Brought us nothing but trouble as far as I can see.
Well, I'm sorry you think that, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm not. It's the best decision I've made in years. I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's good to hear.
So where are you two off this fine evening?
Oh, we're going out for a meal.
Well, you got to treat yourself sometimes, haven't you? Can't let life get on top of you.
We thought we'd try Indian tonight.
Oh, ah. Now, if you were looking for some Indian next week, I could help you out there.
Really?
I expect you ought to get those flowers home to Clary before they start to wilt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I hope you two a very pleasant evening.
Yes, bye. We will. Goodbye, Eddie.
Bye.
I must say, I'm surprised he seems so happy.
I expect he's just decided that it's better to move on.
Oh, he'll never do it. Once you get it in your blood, farming.
It's always hard moving on. Like us moving on from Brookfield.
At the moment, it feels less hard and more foolish.
It'll work out in the end, you'll see. And you know what? The more I think about it, the more I think that our children will have to find the solution to this inheritance problem themselves.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we just leave them to squabble over it, though.
No. But it does mean that they don't just assume good old Mum and Dad will come up with the answer as usual.
Oh, dear. I thought we came out to get away from our troubles. Here we are, talking about them again.
You're right. Eddie's putting us to shame, isn't he?
Yes. And if he can get on and enjoy life, after all that he's gone through recently, then I'm sure we can, too.
Right, if this is going to be a proper hen night, then I think we should go to at least a couple of pubs after this before we head off to the nightclub.
Elizabeth, is that all?
Hayley, we're not all as young as you.
Oh, and some of us have to get up for work in the morning.
I think two pubs sounds great. What do you think, Marjorie?
Oh, you don't have to ask me, dear. I'll go wherever you want. Although I've heard the Trout and Sticklebacks are the good.
Where did you hear that, Marjorie?
Well, I'm afraid I can't reveal my sources, Usha. You should know that as a good solicitor.
Oh, what a shame! Oh,
Oh, I think it's great you're here, Bardry. It's all the benefit of your experience of life.
Well, I suppose I have had a few adventures.
You used to go big game hunting with Teddy, didn't you?
Yes, that was rather exciting.
Oh, I bet being married to Teddy was fun, wasn't it?
Most of the time it was great fun. He was a good man.
So, how does one find a man like Teddy these days? Someone who's a good man and great fun to be with.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask. I'm a bit out of practice, see? Now, I remember a friend once saying to me that finding a good man isn't the problem. It's keeping him good after you've found him.
OK, I would like to propose a toast. If I may, everyone raise their glasses. To Debbie and Simon, the perfect couple.
Oh. Debbie and Simon.
Thank you. Oh, what is it you've given me, Hayley?
A tequila slammer. Is that all right? I can change it if you like.
No, it's rather nice, actually. Oh. I'm sure just one drink will be all right.
Oh, don't worry, I'll keep an eye on you, Marjorie. I'm driving too.
Oh, good.
That's the spirit.
My goodness. I've drank it all. It didn't taste very strong.
I think it's quite deceptive.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll stick to orange juice from now on.
Ooh, now here's someone worth a second look. Ooh. Shame he's changed his mind.
Ooh, very nice. Let's hope he comes back.
You don't mind us lying at the place, do you, Marjorie?
Not at all. I'm afraid I'm rather past that stage.
Well, Teddy was perfect, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Look at you.
I hope that all of you will be lucky too.
Well, I'm doing fine at the moment. And Debs is sorted.
Right, come on, girls, keep going. There's another night to get through yet.
I've never heard of this place before.
They're only open recently.
Oh, it's a lovely setting, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, look at the moon reflected in the canal.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it lovely? Marjorie seems to be really enjoying herself, doesn't she?
She does, but I do think it was a good thing Hayley offered to drive instead.
I'm not sure Marjorie realised just how strong that tequila slammer was.
Do you know, I think she is great fun. I'm really glad she came.
Oh, look at her chatting up the bouncers. She's charming the pants off them.
Well, I don't suppose they're used to real ladies, are they?
And how about you? Are you enjoying yourself, Miss Aldridge, soon to be Mrs. Gerard?
Well, of course I am. It's my last taste of freedom. And how about you, Mrs. Pargeter?
Oh, I'm having a great time. After the last couple of weeks, this feels like my first taste of freedom. Yeah, it's the first time I've been able to relax and not think about you-know-what for ages.
And you're not going to start thinking about it now, either. Come on, let's get dancing.
I must say, I'm glad they have a separate area for eating. I think I might find the music rather too loud if it were right next to it.
Well, so long as you're enjoying yourself, Marjorie, that's what counts.
Are you sure you don't want to dance with the others? You don't have to stay here with me.
No, it's fine. I've danced my socks off already. Although I do quite like ABBA.
Is that another orange juice you're drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Are you sure you don't want something more exciting?
No, no, it's what we agreed, remember. I'm quite happy to remain sober.
Well, if you're sure... Oh, I say, these tequilas have gone straight to my head.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, you two, had a good dance?
Yes, but I'm exhausted now. Oh, pass me my orange juice, Hayley.
It's not quite salsa, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
Marjorie's just been telling me she's been feeling rather merry.
Oh, dear, have I?
Marjorie, I just mean you're having a good time.
I usually find as long as I don't do anything I'll regret in the morning, there's no problem.
I very rarely regret what I do. Life's too short for that, isn't it, Osha?
Yes. Well, I suppose it is.
Oh, dear, have I said something wrong?
Oh, no, no, of course not. Well, it's just that sometimes you do wonder if you've always made the right decision. It wouldn't be human if we didn't.
Well, nobody gets it right all the time, do they? I mean, look at me. It's amazing I've made it this far, actually.
But you're doing fine now. With Roy, Annie.
I most certainly am.
Oh, it's lovely. You two are just right for each other.
That's nice of you to say.
I've always thought it helps with them to find out what sort of dog they like.
Did you say dog?
Dog, Marjorie.
Yes. Teddy was very fond of hunting dogs. That told me a lot about him.
What, so you mean before I go out with someone, I should check whether they like poodles or mastiffs?
Well, you could do a lot worse.
What happens if they don't like dogs at all?
Personally speaking, I find that very hard to imagine.
No, no, but what if they really don't? Or what if they're allergic to them or something?
Well, I found their taste in jackets a mere useful indicator. I mean, Teddy never took his jacket off, even in the tropics.
Oh, you wouldn't find many men like that today.
No, you wouldn't. But in those days, you were expected to keep to certain standards.
Well, it's a bit old-fashioned now, though, isn't it?
Yes. But how would you assess, say, that man over there with the funny quiff in the green jacket and black trousers?
Well, apart from the fact that he has at least one shirt not too many undone, I'd say that a girl was unlikely to get a three-piece suite or a new kitchen out of it.
Marjorie, priceless.
Perfect.
Spot on, I'd say.
But you see, I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Oh, I'll tell you what I could do with some advice on.
What's that?
How to cope with a 17-year-old who places music too loud, never washes up, and probably wouldn't recognise a vacuum cleaner to save his life.
It sounds like you found yourself a toy boy.
No, not exactly.
William?
Mm. Oh, he's not bad, really.
Oh, look, here come the dancing. Oh,
dancing Marjorie to have a dance.
Oh, no, my dears. I'm quite happy to watch, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm having a marvellous time.
Well, good, so am I. Have you all got a drink?
Oh, yes.
Great, well, here's to all of you.
Cheers.
Daisy, give me your answer to join in. Upon the seat of a bicycle made for two.
Caroline and Usha don't know what they're missing.
Yes, they had to go home so early.
Oh, it's not that early. Do you know what time
it is? No, don't tell me. I've got to work tomorrow.
No, you mean today.
No. I'm going to think about it. This is my hen night.
Supposed to be a hen.
Don't laugh, I don't care.
Oh, now you lot, pay attention. There's a junction coming up, there's no road signs. Which way do I go?
I remember this one is left. Right. Or is it right? Oh. I seem to remember Joe going on about his steak and kidney pie.
I don't want to know that, Marjorie. Just tell me which way to go.
I'll tell you when we get there.
We are there.
Shall we sing I'm Getting Married in the Morning?
Oh. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Da 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 da. I can't remember the words.
You can't. Just get me to the church on time.
Hello. If you'll excuse me, we need to make a decision here unless you want to spend the night in the middle of nowhere.
No, go left, I'm sure it's left.
Okay.
No, it isn't, I remember now, it's right.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Oh dear, we've stalled.
Yes, well, never mind, so long as we're going in the right direction.
How about some Carmen Miranda?
Wait, is she the one with fruit on her head?
Yes, that's right. I like you very much.
Oh, no.
I like you very much.
I don't know that one, Marjorie.
Yes, we have no banana.
Oh, Marjorie, hang on a second. I think we've got a problem.
Oh, where did it start?
No, I don't think so.
It could be the alternator.
Oh, whatever it is, it's pretty sick.
Oh, hey, look, there's some headlights coming towards us.
Well, where are you off?
To see if they can help.
Okay, I'll come with you.
Oh, do you think they'll see us in time?
Quick, wave!
Stop! Stop!
Come on, let's see if they can help.
You in trouble, ladies?
Yeah, our car's broken down.
Oh, what's the problem?
Wait, it could be the alternator. We're not really sure.
You want to sort that out in the morning?
We're only going as far as Low Loxley and Ambridge.
Well, OK. I'll get a couple of the lads just to shift it out of the way and then we can give you a lift over, eh?
Thanks. I'll tell the others.
We're on our way home from a hen night.
Oh, well, then you won't mind sharing with a rugby team, will you, eh?
Oh, please,
Please, I'm sorry, Marjorie.
Mind me. I've heard much worse in the officer's mess.
Manners, George. There are ladies present.
Elizabeth, she's only gone and bagged herself the hunkiest one of the lot.
What? No, I'm pretty sure that's one of her builders.
Oh, yes. So they're talking about me pointing the end walls, are they?
Honestly, he is. I think he's called Nathan.
Oh, well, Nathan can come and give me an estimate any time he likes.
Do you think that's wise? He might be a bit of a cowboy.
If he wants to wear a Stetson, Marjorie, that's fine, by me. Look out, Debbie, here comes yours.
Hello, Debbie, I'm Gareth.
How do you know my name?
Your friend told Nathan.
Oh, well, that's all right then, is it?
A little bird tells me you're getting married next week.
Oh, does she? Yes, I am, actually.
Are you sure about that? I mean, perhaps you'd like to reconsider.
Why?
Well, there's several of us here reckon we could make you very...
Oh, I don't really think so.
Excuse me, young man. You should know better than to pester a woman who's about to get married.
I'm sorry, you're quite right.
However, I'm not getting married. So perhaps you'd like to come and trap me up instead.
Now that's the best offer I've had all night.
Oh, you're outrageous. Thanks for helping to make such a smashing evening.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Now, girls, now, how about another sing song?
What do you suggest?
Do you all know Lily the Pink?
Yes! You sing us your version, and then we'll sing yours.
Coward.
Jennifer, have you been waiting long?
Oh, only about 10 minutes.
Sorry, I got caught up in a discussion with my head of department. Here is the book.
Oh, thanks. An American Tragedy by Theodore Dreiser.
You won't find that in your average bookstore, even in the States. But in my opinion, it's a neglected masterpiece. And, of course, it's a terrific story.
Simon, you're so thoughtful. I'm sure I shall love reading it.
So, have you ordered anything to eat?
No, I was waiting for you. Do you want to look at the menu?
Yeah, thanks. This is a pretty good restaurant for a department store, isn't it?
Oh, better than Underwood self-service, anyway.
Last time I came here, they did an excellent oversole.
Oh, I think that's on today as well. Oh,
great, that's me sorted out then.
No, we just have to catch the waitress's eye. They're not always the quickest, I'm afraid.
As long as I'm back for my tutorial at 2:30, you'll be okay?
I think I've just about finished all my shopping.
Yeah, looks like you've been busy.
Oh, just a few things. Can I show you something?
Sure.
Good. I got this for the wedding. Oh. It took a long time to find the right one, but I think it was worth it.
Debbie's taking me out to look for some stuff tomorrow.
Voila.
Ah, that's a really stunning hat.
Do you think so?
Of course I do. Aren't you going to put it on?
Oh, all right.
Oh, yes. You'll do your daughter proud.
Do you know how the hen night went? I didn't dare phone Debbie this morning.
I got a pretty garbled call from Lower Loxley about 3 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it sounded like it was crazy. She mentioned something about Marjorie doing a conga with a rugby team in the front lawn. Oh. I'm not sure how that ended up.
Oh, goodness. I hope Marjorie's all right.
From what I gather, she's fine.
But a rugby team?
I'm sure Marjorie would never lose her dignity. Yeah, my stag night's going to be pretty dull by comparison. Just a few of us going out for dinner.
Is that Bondi Blanchard going?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Oh, then I'm sure you'll have a good time. Australians usually know how to party.
Yeah, just leave it up to us colonials to show you Brits the way. Ah, I think the waitress has seen us.
Oh, it's good. Oh, by the way, you needn't worry about arranging transport from the register office to Grey Gables. Huh? It's all been taken care of.
Well, I'm expecting a stretch limo at the very least.
How are you now?
Good afternoon, David.
Oh, hi, Lois. I'm looking for Elizabeth. You don't know where she is, do you?
I'm afraid not. She's been keeping a low profile all day.
Makes a change.
There was rather a late finish to the festivities.
Oh, yes, of course.
Apropos of which, one of my builders has gone missing, too.
Sorry?
Nathan. He's a member of the rugby team with whom they met up last night.
A rugby team? That sounds a bit wild.
Yes, I believe it was. But there's still no excuse.
Well, it doesn't help when they don't turn up, does it?
No. As you can see, we're in grave danger of falling behind with the conversion.
Huh? Well, looks pretty good to me.
But time is of the essence. The opening is less than 4 weeks away.
You should still make it, shouldn't you?
One can only hope so. And to make matters worse, there was an unscheduled delivery of faux Jacobean bricks this afternoon.
Faux Jacobean?
Completely inappropriate for the restaurant.
Ah. Didn't I see a lorry load of bricks going out as I came in?
You did. I managed to catch them before they'd finished unloading, thank goodness.
Ah.
The bricks would have been fine if we were planning to do more work in the gallery, but we finished that months ago. Oh.
Look, actually, I do need to talk to Elizabeth. It's rather important.
Yes, of course. Come with me. We'll seek her out.
All right. The front lawn's looking pretty terrible. What happened?
Well, I believe it had something to do with our late-night revelers and a conga.
Really?
Yes. Titcomb was beside himself this morning. Now, if you'd like to go inside and wait in the drawing room, I'll see if I can find Elizabeth for you.
Oh, thanks.
And I bought you a new tie.
Ah. Oh, thanks.
Very stylish.
Good Lord, Jenny, this receipt's for £400. What on earth was that for?
My hat. It was a bargain, actually.
Couldn't you have worn the one you bought last summer for the open-air concert?
Oh, Brian, how could I possibly?
Quite easily, as a matter of fact.
But this is Debbie's wedding, for heaven's sake.
I'm aware of that.
And even if you don't want to take it seriously, I'm perfectly sure I'm going to.
And whose daft idea was it to have a hen party on Thursday night?
Well, you know it wasn't Debbie's first choice, so don't blame her.
You could see she was really struggling today when she was drawing lambs for the abattoir.
It's once in a lifetime. You have to make allowances.
Hmm.
Well, I hope you haven't been too hard on her.
Huh? She doesn't need me to tell her. If her work suffers because of some drunken binge, then she's the one who'll have to pay for it in the end.
At least they had a good time, by all accounts. What do you think of my hat?
That looks much the same as the one you wore to the last wedding you went to.
Oh, Brian, it's completely different. Well, apart from the colour.
Do you know what I find difficult to understand?
Oh, let me guess. Fashion?
No. Why Marjorie Antrobus has suddenly started behaving like a teenager?
I think you're exaggerating, darling.
Am I?
Well, now you come to mention it. I saw Hayley in the village and she said Marjorie's been suffering from a bit of a hangover.
Oh, that'll teach her.
Well, not according to Hayley. She said Marjorie had a wonderful time and wouldn't mind doing it again.
I did instruct you exactly where they were to be delivered.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, David, jump in a moment. Aye. Yes, and I should be extremely grateful if the bricks were taken straight to the gallery this time. They do not need to come to the house at all. Yes, I know it's late on a Friday afternoon. And yes, thank you and goodbye. Oh, and David, I'd be awfully glad if you didn't mention this to the others.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
You see, it's a surprise. Nathan and I have decided that the gallery needs a new display stand for the pottery. And that's what the bricks are for.
I see.
Lewis doesn't know that, and that's why I sent them back. But, well, he shouldn't have done.
Ah. So, how's your latest exhibition coming along?
Oh, that's fine. No, you see, I like to have complete control down there. And then if I want to make some little improvements, well, that's my business, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yes.
I really don't see why they get so fussy about me wanting to talk to the builders anyway. It's not as if I'm really holding them up. I'm simply bringing them cups of tea and asking them for the occasional piece of advice. Elizabeth, and how are you feeling?
Much better now, thank you. Hello, David.
Thanks for coming down, Elizabeth.
David and I were just talking about how well things are going in the gallery.
Ah, there you are, Julia. Could I have a word, please?
Oh, what is it, Lewis?
I'd like to see you outside, please, about some bricks.
Well, it is rather inconvenient. I mean, can't...
Now, Julia?
Oh, well... Very well. Excuse me, you two.
Nice talking to you, Julia.
Bye, David.
So, have you come to apologise for the christening party?
No. I've come to show you something.
I thought if I pan-fried these fillets and butter with the white wine and garlic, and then we could have some nice new potatoes.
Mm, that sounds fine.
Alice will probably turn her nose up. It's tough, I'm afraid.
Jenny, have you read this article in the Echo about the eviction of the Grundys?
No. No, I haven't.
Look, I mean, at least they've made an attempt to present both sides of the argument.
Well, that makes a change.
Mind you, they still come down on the side of the poor old tenant farmers turfed off their land in the end.
Well, this whole episode's been rather tragic.
And of course, look, I'm mentioned as the villain of the piece. Honestly, Jack's employing some very second-rate journalists these days.
Is he?
They seem perfectly happy to print rumour as if it's fact.
Well, all newspapers are like that, aren't they?
One of them turned up on our doorstep this morning. Huh? Wanted to know what I thought about the whole thing.
So what did you say?
No comment. By far the safest answer.
When I saw Hayley earlier on, I asked her about looking after Phoebe next Friday.
Oh, yeah?
She can't do it. So I'm afraid you're going to have to look after her. There's nobody else.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenny, but I can't.
What? But you've got to.
No, I've already made other arrangements for that day.
But Brian...
There's no reason why you can't take Phoebe to the wedding with you.
But how can I?
Of course you can. I'm sure Debbie and Simon would be delighted.
Well, I suppose it might be possible.
Of course it is. Other people do it all the time.
I do hope you're going to be nice to Debbie from now on.
Well, why shouldn't I be?
Especially on the night before the wedding. You know she's spending that here, don't you?
Well, I didn't, but it won't affect me.
Oh, why not?
Because I won't be around. I'm going to be away that night as well.
Brian, how could you be so mean?
No, Jenny, I'm not being mean.
But, darling, you are. Do you really have to make it so obvious to everybody what you think of this marriage?
I'm sorry, but it's got nothing to do with that.
Well, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't. I may not like what Debbie's doing, but I don't want to spoil her day for her. So, for everybody's sake, I think it's much better if I stay out of the way completely.
So, what do you think?
I don't see what difference it makes.
Can't be serious. Look at it. The figures are right there in front of you. Look, I've spent a lot of time working all these costings out.
Yes, I can see that. It all looks very impressive.
I don't care whether it looks impressive or not. This is the future of Brookfield we're talking about, not some glossy brochure for a company conference.
I know that.
Well, then why are you still insisting on this idea of having shares in the farm? When you can see, here, look, you can see it makes it almost impossible for us financially.
You're taking no notice whatever of my suggestions.
Yeah, but what you're suggesting would make it completely untenable. You have to see it from our point of view.
Oh, why, David? You don't seem to be looking at it from mine.
Oh, this is impossible.
No, listen to me. You think I want to take money out of Brookfield now, don't you?
I don't think I know what you want.
Look, I would only do that if and when the farm became profitable in the future.
But it won't become profitable if you have your way. Don't you understand?
How do you know it won't? You don't know what things will be like in 5 or 10 years' time.
Believe me, Elizabeth, what you're suggesting makes that a pipe dream. And besides, who's to say what profitable means, I mean, when do you make that decision? And who makes it?
Oh, come on, it can't be that difficult.
Not difficult? Look, everything about farming is difficult at the moment, and what you're suggesting can only make things worse.
You're not even trying to listen to me.
Go on, then. Go on, go on.
Right. Running Lower Loxley isn't exactly easy right now, either. I've told you before, managing a stately home is a volatile business.
Exactly. So, how can you sit there and suggest that we tie the future of Brookfield to the potential success or failure of another risky business, which, quite frankly, given the way you're behaving, looks riskier every day.
Well, if that's all you've got to say, you may as well leave.
Fine. I was just going.
So saying, he swept off. Well, The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.